morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's begin the analysis of the four padas of Hasta Nakshatra, the 13th Nakshatra, the second one of the moon rule Nakshatra. The first one was being Rohini, if you remember. So, moon rule Nakshatras, issues of food, take care of your food, take care of your emotional body. And it has main to do with resources. All three moon rule nakshatras have to do with resources. Rohini being about physical resources, wealth, food, etc. Hasta, the resource becomes you, your hands. That's why the name Hasta Nakshatra. So these people use resources very wisely. They might appear miserly also, but it is wise in spending resources. Hasta people are very wise and kind of prudent in spending money. Therefore, they usually end up having more of it with them. You see, it's a simple common sense, isn't it? But not so common anyway. With malefic planets in Hasta Nakshatra, they become manipulative. While good planets, they work selflessly. If Moon, Jupiter, Venus are here, it becomes good. If it's Saturn, Rahu, Ketu or Mars, then it becomes manipulative, especially with Rahu. Extraordinary sense of surroundings, status quo of the world. These are the big picture people. Their focus always goes to zoom out. Where is the collective going? Where is the society going? How are we doing with this as a society, as a civilization? That kind of thinking is natural to Hasta in Nakshatra, especially if you have Jupiter, Moon or Mercury here. It becomes an extraordinary sense of the collective. They're tuned in naturally. Their ability to handle pressure in situations that are challenging is enormous. These people don't back off in tasks that others consider difficult. Remember, this is falling fully in Virgo. So this is a acute, highly attuned part of Virgo. Since it is ruled by Moon, if you see the trend, all Moon ruled nakshatras fall in Earth signs. Rohini falls in Taurus. This one is falling in Virgo. And Shravana, the next of the moon rule nakshatras, will fall in Capricorn. So it's 2, 6 and 10. Anyway, I digress. Let us go through the pada and get some generics here. First pada, Virgo going into Aries, 6-8 relationship. Right away you should say there's something to do with death, disease, transformations, and Aries being a poor Rashi. So what's the first pada? Focus on gathering of resources. See, Aries is 8 from Virgo. You are trying to focus on resource of others. 8th house is other people's wealth. By harming Aries or stealing from them. See, in spite of all the things being of a good nakshatra, they are ending up doing wrong things because of this pada business. Okay. Illegal things such as taking commissions, bribes and business by selling the wrong product. 6-8 relationship. Only to increase their resources. Aries is always in survival mode. Aries does not have money. You are beginning something here. Instead of doing all this nonsense, these people in this pada, you might try to start to initiate something rather than trying to be in survival mode all the time. This awareness is better to have, isn't it? You can do something productive while you are here in this body. Pada number 2, Virgo going into Taurus. So it's a 5-9 relationship. Virgo is 5th from Taurus. Taurus is 9th from Virgo. Pada 2 will focus on gaining resources. Why? Because we're talking about Taurus. Focus on gaining resources, illegal or immoral method, in spite of having enough. Taurus has resources. It is showing that your internal status in the Navamsha, you have resources, but you are trying to gain more of it by working. See, 9-5 relationships. You might be having a tendency, especially if there are malefics here in this pada, to break the ethical and moral principles. Taurus is 9th from Virgo, and you will do so at work because Virgo is work, daily work. Be careful of this. Once you break the moral code of ethics, the karma starts to kick in. Okay? This universe is a carefully structured, self-negotiating, self-balancing principle. So the moment you consciously do something harm, that's why the basic principle of do no harm exists, isn't it? Then the karmic backlash starts. So don't do such things. Don't have desire to break your moral code of principles just to think you have more resources when already there is Taurus in your Navamsha. They need to understand the value of resources they possess, whatever form it may be, education, wealth, values, etc. Instead of searching external for stimulus in work and gaining more of it. Sort of an endless hunger for resources is what it says here. The third pada, Virgo going into Gemini Navamsha. So this is a 4-10 relationship. Gemini is 10th from Virgo. Virgo is 4th from Gemini. So what does pada 3 give? Very skilled with their hands. This is where the hasta part comes in, hands. They are very skilled with their hands, they are good in communication, they have lots of hobbies. Gemini's hobbies, the third house. They can be very enthusiastic and develop skills and hobbies related to hands or daily work. They can be musicians, they can be painters, very good with handwork, you see. They can be even good mechanical engineers, it's also handwork. Very good at problem solving and doing corrections, Virgo, 6th house. Not able to grasp the bigger picture, Jupiter energy is absent, both the signs are ruled by Mercury. Virgo, going into Gemini, both are signs where Jupiter is absent, yes? Therefore, they are not getting the big picture in this pada. So they must use talents, hobbies as a profession for greater good and for unselfish reasons for the collective, Virgo. So get a good teacher or mentor because your guru is missing, Jupiter energy is missing here. Jupiter here might end up becoming a big student, for example, because it's a student energy everywhere, opposite to the teacher. Fourth pada, Virgo going into Cancer. These people may have good lineage, good money, good resources and prosperity because it's Cancer and it is 11th from Virgo. Virgo is 3rd from Cancer. But wrongdoings due to eccentricities, Cancer 11th to Virgo, so an Aquarian sort of energy playing out here. Rather than putting it to good use, disputes, stealing, litigations, again we are talking Aquarian type energy with Virgo. Debts and fights, obstacles with the masses. Cancer is equal to masses. Okay, that's the generics of the four padas. Let's study the details and how planets and how the generics play out in specifics. If you're finding something useful here in the pada of Hasta Nakshatra, leave it in the comments what you have found valuable from here or otherwise. And I shall see you in the next. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Hasta Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Skill, Correction, and Ethical Integrity. Introduction, Hasta, the Karma of the Hand and the Craft of Conscious Creation. Hasta Nakshatra spans from 10 degree 0 to 23 degree 20 in Virgo and is symbolized by the open hand. Ruled by the moon, Hasta signifies skill, precision, and the ability to grasp, shape, and influence both tangible and intangible realities. This is the nakshatra of craftsmanship, where daily actions become karmic imprints and skilled service becomes a spiritual path. But like the hand itself, Hasta can either heal or harm. Its Virgo placement sharpens analytical ability, while its connection to the moon adds emotional fluctuations and deep inner insecurity. The karma here lies in how one uses their talents, whether to serve, manipulate, or exploit. Each of the four padas expresses this dynamic through a distinct navamsha, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer, creating a spectrum from impulsive acquisition to emotional conflict over resources. Let's explore each pada's energetic blueprint and its karmic signature. Hasta Pada 1, 10-13 through 20 Virgo. Navamsha sign, Aries, Dharma Pada. Elemental shift, Earth to Fire. Motivation, Dharma, to take action and survive through cleverness and resource gathering. Inner Outer Karma Blueprint, externally precise, service-driven, and methodical, Virgo Rashi. Inwardly impulsive, survival-minded, and self-protective, Aries Navamsha. This pada seeks to gather wealth or tools, sometimes through unethical means. There may be a tendency to harm or deceive others to secure personal gain, such as selling substandard products or engaging in manipulative trades. These individuals often function in survival mode, using skill to outwit rather than uplift. Karmic theme, resource acquisition through questionable ethics. Growth path, turn action towards service and sustainability, resist survival-driven shortcuts. Hastapada 2, 13 20 degrees, 16 degree 40 Virgo, Navamsha sign, Taurus, Arthapada. Elemental shift, earth to earth. Artha, to stabilize security and refine values. Inner-outer karma blueprint, outwardly organized, committed, and skilled, Virgo Rashi. Inwardly comfort-loving, materially secure, but morally tested, Taurus Navamsha. Here, the danger lies in desiring more, despite already having enough. This pada may use talent for accumulation while bending moral codes. These individuals must confront their tendency to undervalue what they already possess, education, wealth, or reputation, in favor of external stimulus. Karmic theme, greed hidden beneath ability, value without virtue. Growth path, respect what is earned, ground action in ethical maturity. Hastapada 3, 60-40 to 20 Virgo. Navamsha sign, Gemini, comma, a mental shift. Earth to air. Motivation, comma, to explore, communicate, and express through talent. Inner-outer karma blueprint, externally industrious, problem-solving, and precise. Virgo Rashi, inwardly curious, talkative, and eager to develop skills. Gemini Navamsha. This pada excels in hand-based arts, communication, or crafts. But the native may remain limited in scope, focusing on hobbies, short-term goals, or minor problems while failing to grasp the bigger picture. Jupiterian wisdom is lacking. There is great potential, but without mentorship, it may be squandered. Karmic theme, intellectual enthusiasm without higher direction. Growth path, channel talent into purposeful contribution. Learn under wise guidance. Hastapada 4, 23-3-50 Virgo, Navamsha sign, Cancer, Mokshapada. Elemental shift, earth to water. Motivation, moksha, to emotionally identify with legacy, but risk emotional volatility. Inner-outer karma blueprint. Outwardly responsible, service-minded and skilled, Virgo Rashi. Inwardly emotional, nostalgic and reactive, Cancer Navamsha. This pada inherits legacy, resources or recognition, but struggles to handle it constructively. Emotional instability or eccentric behavior may cause disputes, losses, or public backlash. Instead of using their prosperity for upliftment, they may engage in litigation, drama, or emotional sabotage. Karmic theme, wasting prosperity through unresolved emotional patterns. Growth path, embrace emotional responsibility. Use power to support, not destabilize, the collective. Hastapada summary, the four hands of karma. Padawise seeks action, control over survival. Trap, resource hoarding, unethical shortcuts. Growth, create with accountability, don't grasp what isn't yours. Pada 2, Taurus, security, beauty, and comfort. Trap, greed despite sufficiency. Growth, respect what you already possess, act from ethical grounding. Pada 3, seeks mastery of skill and communication. Trap, shallow use of talent, lack of vision. Growth, serve society with refined skill, elevate hobbies to healing tools. Pada 4, Cancer, emotional security through legacy. Trap, immaturity in managing wealth or reputation. Growth, heal emotional wounds and channel prosperity into selfless service. Closing thought. In Hasta, the hand reveals the heart. Hasta teaches us that karma is not only in thought, but in craft. In every word typed, meal prepared, or deal signed, the hand leaves its mark. Will your hands grasp with greed or give with grace? Will your work serve self or uplift others? What you do literally defines your spiritual shape. Next in the series, Chitra Nakshatra, where the architect awakens and karma begins to design beauty from contrast. Hasta Nakshatra Pada with examples of planets. Exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Hastapada 1, Aries Navamsha, Virgo 10 degrees, 13 degrees 20, outer self, Rashi, disciplined, detailed, service-oriented Virgo. Inner self, Navamsha, impulsive, aggressive, survival-driven. Motivation, dharma, to act and survive, often under pressure or instinct. Examples, Mars in Pada 1. Precision meets aggression. Skilled at hands-on work, mechanics, or surgery, internally motivated by dominance or fast results. Result can build or destroy based on impulse. Karma is tied to whether actions are selfish or in service to others. Mercurially brilliant, persuasive, and clever with words. May use intellect for personal gain or manipulation. Result, strong business or political skill, but karma builds when survival-driven deals override ethics. Sun in Padawan appears righteous and orderly, but inner impulse seeks quick recognition or control. Result, potential for leadership in service fields, must avoid egoic shortcuts or coercive influence. Hastapada 2, Taurus Navamsha, Virgo 13 degrees 16 degree 40, outer self, practical, methodical, grounded. Inner self, materialistic, comfort-loving, stubborn. Motivation, artha, to secure value, pleasure, and stability. Examples, Venus in Padatu, aesthetically inclined and persuasive, drawn toward luxury and sensual gratification. Result, can succeed in beauty, finance, or food industries, but karma tests them on using abundance for service versus indulgence. Moon in Padatu, emotionally grounded and comfort-seeking, struggles when desires override conscience. Result, offers healing and nurturing skills, must learn not to chase more when they already have enough. Jupiter in Padatu, wise and resourceful, but may hoard knowledge or wealth under the guise of righteousness. Result, spiritual teacher or advisor, true growth happens when values replace acquisition. Hastapada 3, Gemini Navamsha, Virgo 1640, 20 degrees. Outer self, detail-oriented, efficient, perceptive. Inner self, curious, youthful, talkative, motivation. Comma, to engage through learning, hobbies, and communication. Examples, Mercury in Pada 3, gifted speaker, hands-on learner, and multitasker. Excellent with crafts, writing, teaching. Result, must move from cleverness to wisdom. Karma arises when talent is used for trickery rather than healing or education. Mars in Pada 3, quick thinker and doer, but can become scattered or aggressive in speech. Result, successful in media, tech, or sports, only if guided by mentorship and higher vision. Rahu in Pada 3, addicted to stimulation, new skills, new ideas, new people, may neglect depth. Result, can build fame or mastery, but karma unfolds if relationships and purpose are sacrificed for mental thrill. Hastapada 4, Cancer Navamsha, Virgo 23 Detween. Outer self, skilled, refined, Ris Virgo. Inner self, emotional, reactive, karmically sensitive, Cancer. Motivation, moksha, to transform through emotional grounding and service. Examples, Moon in Pada 4, emotionally sensitive and nurturing, but reactive when legacy or ego is threatened. Result, a natural healer or caretaker, but may struggle with emotional mismanagement or karmic entanglement in public conflicts. Saturn in Pada 4, dutiful and structured externally, but carries ancestral pain or emotional burdens internally. Result, excellent in law, governance, or social work. Karma requires using power to uplift the collective, not to isolate or litigate. Ketu in Pada 4, detached from emotional involvement, though deeply affected by karma. Result, spiritual guide or withdrawn worker. Evolution depends on becoming emotionally present while remaining detached from outcomes. Hastapada summary. Four expressions of skilled karma Aries. Seeks, survival through fast action. Trap, greed, manipulation, unethical use of skill. Growth, use initiative to serve, not exploit others. Padatu Taurus, seeks stability through wealth. Comfort, trap, hoarding, breaking values for gain. Growth, honor what is already possessed and earned. Pada 3, gimmicks, learning, communication, creative play. Trap, scattered focus, shallow execution. Growth, channel talent toward collective education or healing. Pada 4, Cancer, seeks emotional grounding and security. Trap, reactive behavior, misuse of legacy. Transform through emotional maturity and responsible influence. Conclusion, in Hasta, what you build builds you back. Every action taken with the hands is a sacred imprint on others and on your own soul. Planets in Hasta show us how our work, our words, and our creations either bind us in karma or free us through conscious service. Will your skills be used to shape the world with dignity or to tighten the grip of survival fear? Your hands carry your legacy. Use them well.